Well, I think the seminary is a distinctive institution whose role, as it has developed, is to form and shape in a concentrated fashion the future pastors for the Christian communities. So I think, now I don't want to suggest it's the only place they're formed, and I don't, you know, so, but historically that's how it's developed. So let's just assume that having seminaries is a good thing, and I think it is. Then, you know, it's got to be a place, and it's different from where I'm teaching. So, you know, as head of philosophy at Redeemer, and when I'm teaching philosophy, I'm not engaged in an institution whose primary function is to prepare a new generation of pastors. So I think, you know, you've got to work out what a seminary is and what it's trying to do. And then, you know, I think there's different elements that should be part of seminary training. And clearly, all of us, I think, would want to argue for relevant intellectual development at the highest level. So I think, you know, we need pastors who are very well trained intellectually. And if I can just make one comment on that, then I'll go quickly on to another thing that I really want to emphasize. And that's just that in a lot of seminaries, because they lack a robust worldview, it's so ecclesiocentric, church-centric, that not much of their training is related to the fact that most of the people they pastor are pursuing full-time service for God in business, education, family life, and a whole host of other areas. Do you know Eugene Peterson's wonderful statement, we are all in holy orders? So when I'm, as an ordained minister, which I am, I like nothing better than to be amongst the sheep, as one of the sheep, and to say to the sheep, we are all in holy orders. We're all in full-time service. There's not this one category of special full-time service. If you're a Christian, you're in full-time service. Now, why then do we set aside one of the sheep and say, we're all in full-time service, but we want you, we're going to tithe and give money and set you aside? Why do we do that? So that we have one of us who specializes in prayer and the word, to keep us there. They are paid professionals to preach the word and operate the sacraments and pastor us, so that in the midst of our various full-time vocations, we are kept attentive to the Lord Christ who we serve. So this is the genius of the one sheep. They're also a sheep. They're on the journey following Jesus. And we set them aside and we pay them, in my language, to keep us attentive to Jesus. So then I think you get an idea what seminary needs to do. They need to really know scripture, the tradition, theology very well. There are two things I would just emphasize, and I'm trying to be short like Mike was, but you can see I get excited about this.
You're not doing a good job.
Sorry?
You're not doing a good job of being short.
All right, I'll cut to the chase. The one thing is, you know, if seminarians are going to shepherd God's people, and if I'm right that all God's people are in full-time service, then seminarians need to know what time it is in our culture. And I think, in my experience of seminarians, they learn a lot of theology, and they have absolutely no conception of what time it is in our culture, what the missional challenges are at the holistic cultural dimension. And then they're unequipped to keep the business person attentive to God. And so, if I may say so, what I fear about a lot of Southern Baptist churches is that many of the key leaders of corporate America are in your churches. And I wonder, when I look at the effects of global consumerism, if the pastors that you guys are producing are doing the work of pasturing those sheep who are the very ones at the helms of the corporations that are dominant in global capitalism. And you would have gathered, I don't think global capitalism is unequivocally good news. I mean, I think there's real worry. So that's the thing, you know, John Stott would put it this way, we need pastors who have one ear on the Bible and another ear on the culture. In his book on preaching, he puts it this way, he says, liberals, they preach their missiles straight into the context. The problem is you've got no idea where the missile came from. Evangelicals, it's rooted in the Bible, but they don't aim for anywhere. And what you need is a missile from the Bible into the context. And, or as a Baptist a preacher I once knew said, when you preach, you put the landmines down, and then you go home and you pray, Holy Spirit, tread on them. So just the other thing I would really emphasize is the need for spiritual formation. So if the shepherd is going to keep us attentive to Jesus, then he or she must be profoundly attentive to Jesus. And my experience of seminary was my devotional life was better before I went to seminary than when I came out.
I would want to emphasize a lot of the same things, and I would want to say I'd want mission to permeate the whole curriculum. Mission in the sense I've been talking about, that we're training pastors that are going to be shaping churches that are going to be communities of good news and trying to send people into their various vocations to be good news. And so the mission is at the center. And therefore the need, I don't know if I want to say worldview studies, but what Craig is saying is very important, that I only had two courses in my seminary on how to read culture. And those ended up being two of the most important courses I took. And so I think that more courses on how to understand the religious, idolatrous currents of our culture would be very important. So I won't say much more than that.